When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because I didn't really ask.
You don't care.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two. A mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, Doc, let's start with one of your favorite subjects, a New York football team.
Yeah, okay. Aaron Rodgers?
No. The Jets have announced that they've interviewed former Titans general manager John Robinson for their general manager job. Now, do you know that they're kind of conducting these interviews? Woody Johnson, the owner, he fired the head coach, he fired the general manager, right? John Robinson, again, they just announced they interviewed somebody else the other day. So Tannenbaum and Rick Spielman. Spielman was obviously involved in the process.
They hired them as a committee, right?
Yeah, basically as an advisory kind of to run the search, if you will.
That's great.
To run the search. I mean, you know, maybe they can bring in Bruce Allen for an interview.
Good for him.
Maybe your guy, Ronald Eugene?
Well, if I were him, I would apply. Why not?
Is there anybody, like, Adam Peters at this time last year was the belle of the ball, right? Everybody kind of, like, wanted him.
Yeah.
And the Commanders got him. The general manager position is one that is sometimes, I don't want to say held in anonymity because that's probably not fair, but overlooked, I think. The head coach gets a lot of the criticism or praise. If you were running an NFL franchise, would you say that the general manager who brings in the talent, presumably, or the head coach is a more important hire?
My hierarchy would always be the GM.
GM,
because he would be with me until we end it together.
Yeah,
everybody else is disposable.
Yeah.
If they don't win, they're gone. But the GM, we'd be in there ride or die, because we have to be on the same page about everything. But I would not interfere with my head coach in developing his team. That's his. If I choose you, you choose your people.
Am I wrong though for saying that the general manager is oftentimes more important than the head coach? Just if you look side by side.
With the exception of game day, you're right.
Yeah.
On game day, it's the HC.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's one day a week, so it's like the mother of the father.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the mother carries, delivers, produces. So
mm-hmm.
I just think that because with Beathard, what I saw with owner, with Cook, Beathard, Gibbs. So going through seeing that whole process,
mm-hmm.
only going was very clear. Bobby, day and night, and it's amazing.
Yeah,
because you're shopping for it, then turning it over to a chef. Now, whether or not the chef is a master chef, that's on him.
Yeah,
but if I give you the right product and you create it, that's on you. It's got to. I tell you what doesn't work. Look in Chicago. Look at New York with the Jets. Sorry, just look at the Pacers that are wrecks. Look at a guy in Denver. Look what Denver was and look what it is now. It was a clown show. They hired a guy recommended by a quarterback. And look how much destruction that quarterback has done. And look how Green Bay is lifted up and moved beyond by getting rid of his ass.
Remember when everybody was furious at Sean Payton last year?
Oh, yeah.
And Basically, I said, hey, it was the general manager that did a lot of this. Well, now the general manager has helped fix some of it. And Sean Payton's getting all the credit for Bo Nix and the turnaround for the Denver Broncos. But, you know, the general manager, George Payton, deserves some of the credit,
too. Yeah, and picking the quarterback and knowing what to look for.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you give a man an office. Who's the nitwit that gave a player a private office and private interest and all that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Real quickly, the Capitals had their 10-game road winning streak snap last night.
That was painful.
Yeah, 3-1 loss to the Dallas Stars. Mm-hmm. Certainly understandable. Tonight, they're right back at it against the Chicago Blackhawks. And while nothing is by any means a must win, you'd kind of like to get at least a point tonight, and probably
the Hawks aren't
two.
As good, but defensively, we should have a better shot.
They're 10-19-2.
Yeah,
they're not good. Period. Now they played a little bit better.
Last night was interesting, though.
They played a little bit better since they made a coaching change. They beat the Islanders. A lot of teams are beating the Islanders these days. 5-3. They did lose to the Islanders the previous matchup. They lost to New Jersey, but they also beat the Rangers. So they've been dealing with this, this tri-state area tango in their last four games. They're 2-2. So they are playing a little bit better. Connor Bedard, the number one overall pick last year, was struggling, playing a little bit better. So again, this is still a game that, if even without Ovechkin, the Capitals, I don't want to say have to win, should win.
Need let's this one, though. Way. It's important. Keep
yeah,
that
let's
momentum.
Put it that way. Yeah. And finally, the NBA Cup Championship is tonight between Milwaukee and Oklahoma City. How excited are you?
I mean, it beats a regular season NBA game.
It does.
So, I kind of like the color courts. And if I get a chance to see Doc in the game, I mean, it's the NBA. What can I ask for? A year ago, Lakers and the best team in the world, Celtics, are not in it. There's something to be said about that when the best team in the world has not been in this 2 years in a row now. Maybe some other teams are trying, and we're paying attention. I watch Houston. I'm watching teams. I go, okay. So give the NBA a credit.
Get a little Flavor Flav in the middle of December.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
that does it for cleanup on aisle three.
Clean up in aisle three.
I finally didn't step all over her.